The Starbucks Boss on the Question of Social Change. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. How might the people at UPS be feeling today with news this morning that rival FedEx is buying the Dutch package delivery company TNT Express? The deal is worth $4.8 billion. Now, the thing is, UPS tried to merge with TNT a few years ago, but regulators said no on antitrust grounds. The BBC's Russell Padmore is following this from London. Good morning, Russell.
David, good morning to you.
So help me with the thinking that might be behind FedEx's, looks like an expansion into Europe.
Well, it very much is so for FedEx. TNT Express, this Dutch company, is the aim of its overtures. Both companies have actually agreed to merge. It's a significant move for FedEx because it gets hold of a company that's got quite a good presence in Europe. Although, I suppose, one of the things that might make the deal look a bit sour from the rival for FedEx, United Parcel Service, or UPS. That actually tried to buy TNT some while ago, couple of years back now, but the regulators here in Europe actually blocked that bid, saying that the combination of UPS and TNT would have too much control. This deal for FedEx is going to give the American firm access to TNT's European road delivery network, and those TNT customers will get access to that global distribution platform that Federal Express has.
And somehow the view is that regulators will look upon this differently than they did when UPS came a-calling.
Well, FedEx has just about 2% of the European market right now. It's saying there's no overlap virtually with TNT, and that company has 15%. It does look as though the regulators, in the view of both of these companies, are going to wave it through. One interesting thing I've noted about the value of the deal, the strong dollar might have actually helped FedEx actually pull the deal off. The US firm could be getting a bit of a bargain. UPS's offer a couple of years ago was worth about $12.50 a share. Compare that with FedEx. Is offered today, $8.75. So you can see FedEx is getting a bit of a deal here.
BBC's Russell Padmore, thank you very much.
David, thanks.
Let's check the numbers. They're back at trading in Europe after the long Easter holiday. The FT 100 in London is up 1.4%. The S&P 500 and Dow futures have barely budged this morning, but the NASDAQ future is up a bit. Crude oil, after surging yesterday, is down 1.1% this morning using the Texas benchmark price. Since last summer, Starbucks has been paying for college for its employees. Now that program is going from tall to, what shall we say, grande. CEO Howard Schultz has just announced that the Starbucks education money for online degrees through Arizona State University will now kick in for the early years of college, not just the last 2 years. It's just one of a number of projects at that company that are more about social change than coffee, tea, and muffins. A couple weeks ago, the company tried to foster a national discussion about issues of race that proved controversial. We reached the Starbucks CEO, Mr. Schultz, at his office in Seattle, first about the additional college money for his employees.
We think this is vitally important to our company, vitally important to the country, especially when we all know there's over $1 trillion of indebtedness to college students throughout the country. We want to make it available. We've also reiterated the fact that we are going out and trying to hire over 10,000 opportunity youth. There are 6 million young people in America, mostly of color, who are disconnected from our society, not working, not in school. And if we can hire over 10,000 opportunity youth into Starbucks, we can also give them a pathway to free college tuition. This is an amazing opportunity.
So this college achievement plan is one way Starbucks is going beyond the purveying food and beverages in various locations around the country. But your recent initiative about race, Howard, race
yes,
together,
yes.
Some people loved it. It did draw criticism. What would you say you learned from the experience of rolling that out?
Well, I think we knew going in that the subject of racism and racial inequality in America was going to be a very hot, highly charged emotional issue. But I think we also realized that going against the grain is part of leadership. We believe very strongly that the country needs to come together, that most black people, most Latino people, most white people in the country want to live together in harmony, and we believe that there's a need for empathy and understanding and perhaps a little bit of love that can bring the country together.
I mean, among the criticisms was that it's not the place right in the coffee shop to spark a deep discussion like this. It even slows down you getting the cup of tea or coffee. I mean, is that fair?
Our intention was never for our baristas to engage in a very serious discussion while they were making coffee about race. Our intention was, by writing Race Together on the cup, that we would stimulate a conversation in our stores, among our customers, among the media. Perhaps the tactic and the execution was not as good as we intended, but the most important thing is we did start a national conversation. There are people in this country that are being discriminated against, and we feel very strongly that perhaps we can have impact by leveraging the assets of our company in a very civil, respectful way, and that's how we're going to move forward.
Howard Schultz, CEO of Starbucks. Let's check in again on some of these issues soon, if you have the time.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure, and I appreciate the opportunity.
And before we go, Australia's central bank announced today it will keep its interest rates unchanged after expectations it would drop interest rates below their current record lows of 2.25%. That is news, you ask? Well, the country's securities regulator said today it's investigating a curious spike in the Australian dollar that occurred slightly before the interest rate non-announcement. Reuters reports that for the third month in a row, irregular trading occurred before rate news from the Australian Central Bank. Coincidence? Leak? Random noise in the system? The Australians are on the case. Our producers are Justin Ho, Katie Long, and Meg Kramer. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.